Because this is the ilm that a person will benefit from and avail from in the grave. Send your children to the universities. But that knowledge, and let me make it very clear, the knowledge they attain in the universities will bring rizq home, will bring provisions home, but it will not reform the person. It does not connect that person with Allah. You can make them a doctor of the body, but it does not connect him with Allah. You can make him a scientist, it will not connect him with Allah. The ilm that will connect is the ilm wahi, the divine ilm. So don't deprive the children of that ilm that he will avail from in the grave. Think about it. One child, he attains all the knowledge of this world, and people call him sir, hazrat, because he has a position in the society, but he's not connected with Allah. He does not know the ahkamat that are placed upon his shoulders that he has to discharge. For 30 or 40 years of name and fame, and 3-4 dishes at every meal, we provide that to him, but we forget about the eternal hunger and thirst that he may face. So first priority of all parents, and this is a part of tarbiyah, that they have to connect that child with Allah Rabbul Izzat. They have to send them to the madaris, to the Islamic institutions, so this child can base his life upon that ilm. And through the other ilm, he can attain provisions and status in the community. But if he has the ilm wahi, this person will never go wrong. So the Prophet of Allah says, try to attain that ilm. A person that leaves that ilm behind, that person has succeeded in the grave. Then the Prophet of Allah says, awlad salih. The second thing a person benefits from in the grave is a pious progeny. The Prophet did not say a progeny. Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam was blessed with a child. Hazrat Nuh will not benefit from that child. That child has faced his ultimate failure, failure of eternity, that he departed from this world without iman. So awlad in itself, children, progeny in itself alone, are not beneficial for the parents. But the Prophet of Allah has made it conditional, salih. And that's why last week I mentioned that the ulama have said that whatever relationships we have, they should be improved with the niyyah and with the concept and the intention of islah. If I have a child, I love this child for islah, so I can make him a better person in the eyes of Allah. If I love my wife, the most important thing that is propelling and improving the love between the husband and the wife is the aspect of islah. That how can I make my wife a better lady, a better servant of Allah Rabbul Izzat. If it is love without islah, a person will regret that love. A person will not avail from that relationship and that bond in the grave, and certainly not on the Day of Judgment. Then the Prophet of Allah said, awlad-e-salih, a pious child. And the journey of a pious child, for a child to be attached with the quality of salih, there is a long process, a very long journey. It does not start from the age of 15. It starts from the cradle. The child is in the cradle, he is observing what the mother and the father are doing at home, what the elders are doing in the society, what is happening in the mosque and the masajid. That journey starts very, very early, and everything that the child observes becomes a part of his future. Whatever he sees becomes a part of his future. Imam Ghazali rahimahumullah says that the child's heart is like a white sheet. Whatever is done and whatever is said, it is printed on that heart. So if we want our children to become salih, So we can benefit from these children. It is very, very important that we take these essential, important steps at a very early stage. That's why ulama-i kiram, Allah Rabbul Izzat reward them, have written many books upon the tarbiyah of the children. And all these laws that they have mentioned in these books have been deduced from the life of the Prophet of Allah and the life of the Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in. Then the Prophet of Allah says that even making a waiting room for the travelers is something that is sadaqah jariyah. Because the makhluk has a great, great position in the eyes of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Irhamu man fil ard, yarhamkum man fis sama. Having compassion for the makhluk of Allah, and Allah will have compassion upon you. So the Prophet of Allah in this one hadith says that even if you make a waiting room, a musafir khana, a waiting room, and travelers passing by take a nap, relax in that waiting room, you will be benefited in your grave. You will be benefited in the life to come. Further, the Prophet of Allah says, even providing water, in many countries, in many towns and villages, there are no wells. Providing funds for them so they can make a well, and that water can be provided for the locality, this is a sadaqah jariyah as well. A person will benefit from it. Then the Prophet of Allah says, spending the wealth properly. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited these beautiful verses from the glorious Quran and gave it to humanity. In Surah Al-Kahf, Allah says, Al-malu wal-banuna zinatul hayati dunya. Wealth, children are adornments of this world, no doubt. Wealth, children are adornments of this world. But what does Allah say? وَالْبَاقِيَاتُ الصَّالِحَاتُ خَيْرٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ. Enduring good deeds, everlasting, enduring good deeds, خير, are better to your Lord in respect of two things. In respect of two things. One is ثواب, أجر. You will be rewarded for the enduring good deeds. And number two, وَخَيْرٌ أَمَلًا. In respect of hope, you can rely on your deeds. They will be there when you need them. You can trust your family and your children, but sometimes they will come to your rescue, and sometimes they will not come to your rescue. That is the qanoon, the law of this world. But Allah has made it very clear that on the day of judgment, they will not come to your rescue. يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِي وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِي. The horrifying environment of Akhirah is such that will break the connection of the Prophet with their ummati. Even Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, and Ibrahim and Musa and Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, all will be thinking about their betterment. That is the environment of Akhirah. Only one, the Prophet of Allah, will be saying ummati. But other than the Prophet of Allah, everyone will be worried about himself. So the qanoon, the law of this world is that sometimes they will be there. We can trust you, mate. I can trust you. I know you will be there for me. But Allah says, you can't say that about anything of this world in Akhirah, in the grave. Nothing will be there. Only one thing. And that is the A'mal-e-Salihah. That's why in Surah Al-Baqarah,